I like how you like cut your laugh off.
I had to, it was awkward. Welcome to Fandom Random. I am Oscar Lucio. I am accompanied with Corey Medina, the sound guy host, and we have a guest today. His name is Stevie
Boyger.
Yes, okay. I actually wasn't sure how to pronounce your last name. I should have talked about that before.
No worries. A lot of people botch it.
Yeah, I would have botched the shit out of it. So I'm glad you said
I probably would have done the same thing. So,
tell us a little bit about that wonderful, awesome intro music we just heard.
That is The Secret Mirror, and that's by our buddy Eric W. Brown.
Buddy.
And he does sweet chiptune music. His project's called Rainbow Dragon Eyes. So
all one word.
Yeah.
Find him on YouTube now.
Yeah, it's super sweet. Dude's super talented.
We're going to actually preview two songs, because we'll have a different one at the end.
Yes, we will.
What was that one?
I said the name. It's The Secret Mirror.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm glad you were on top of it, because I was.
And then you made it sound like I wasn't on top of it.
Stay tuned later this episode for a little snippet from Rape Castle.
Yes.
It's like that scene with Ramsay and Sansa. That is what was going on in her head. Yeah, so anyway, tell us a bit about yourself, Stevie.
He was unprepared for that question.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I don't know who I am.
Quick synopsis of the vocalist for a few different bands, and super into like anime, Pokemon, certain video games. I'm not a huge gamer, but there are some games that I do get obsessed with from time to time.
Absolutely. I mean, look at your shirt. Your shirt just says it all.
Oh, yeah, dude. T-Turtle all the way.
Yeah.
These guys make so many cool shirts. Corey's shirt's actually a T-Turtle one, too.
I am wearing a T-Turtle shirt as well.
I'm wearing a New York.
Do you want a T-Turtle shirt?
No, it's
okay.
I was so hot driving down here, guys. So I'm driving down here, right, in the blistering sun in this traffic. I'm like, fuck, man, I'm so hot. I'm like, why? My back is fucking sweaty as fuck. Yeah. My fucking heat seat is like, on high, man. Fuck.
So you're just sitting there just fucking roasting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking twice as much.
Fucking that's hilarious. Turkey. I was
It was supposed to get to like fucking 90 today, too. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm stupid. So you've been on the show before, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally. Which episode was that? That was like two episodes ago?
I think so,
yeah.
We're talking about cosplay. And,
yeah, cosplay.
With like Quinn and Tara and Tyler.
Yep.
It was a big one.
Yeah, it was. That's when we had everybody on.
That was like our best week ever. Like we had so many listens and plays and they were just loving it.
That's awesome. I think we should definitely do another cosplay one, just because after Denver Comic Con, which all of us were at, we spammed the shit out of ourselves, threw cards at everybody, just like in their face, ran up and just like deck of cards. No, but we got a ton of new likes, and it's just a ton of cosplayers and people that were at Denver Comic Con.
Yeah, that Colorado community. And before the listeners get too confused, where is our humble co-creator Steven right now?
He is in Pagosa Springs. He's hanging out with his grandparents. They don't like Harry Potter.
Oh, I was about to sing Game of Thrones. So that's a bit awkward.
You should have just done it and just like fucked it up.
But anyway,
so he'll be out for this episode. And he'll be back on the next one.
Yeah, he's probably like, I can't believe you didn't fucking mention that sooner.
Oh, whatever.
No, it happens. Everybody probably got really confused for a minute because they're like, Stevie, Steven. I'm the general public right now. I can't handle all this. But, so he'll be back next week, definitely. And we'll also talk about, like, the show's progression. We're going to kind of do that here on episode 10, but I think we'll save a little bit more. That and the Fallout. Fallout 4 is probably going to be announced tomorrow, so gonna hit that on the
hence why you brought it up earlier.
Yeah,
okay.
They have like a little clock clock down. You know what I mean? Yeah, but have a little clock on their website counting down to the release tomorrow. It's like probably at like 15 hours now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the bands you are in.
The main project that I'm in right now is called Veil of Noth. It's a technical death metal band. We play lots of notes, lots and lots of notes.
notes for
that's,
days.
That's tech death, and it just says lots of notes.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I'm in a progressive metal band called Dissonance and Design, which is in a similar state, but also vastly different. Working on a project. Thank you. With a dude that lives in Tennessee called Faded Demise that's a little more on the black metal spectrum. And then I have a couple other projects that are going on right now. One of them is actually with Corey playing guitar. He's a super killer guitar player.
He's like, bow, 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 and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no, I don't think... Have we ever said... Yeah, I bet you in the pilot you said that you've been in bands, but other than that... No, you didn't.
Nope, didn't mention it at all. It
was secret.
Like his dude, I want to start
alter ego. I'm a podcaster during the day at night.
Guitar player. Dude, I've always wanted to start like a side project. Like, I'm not good enough at guitar to do it, but I want to start a side project called Shredder and the Foot Ninjas.
That would be
and
awesome.
And then it's just like constant shred, and then there's just Foot Ninjas behind you.
Dude, that would be sweet. People love gimmicks. Like,
oh yeah,
people would pay to see that for sure.
And
like,
then
sure, a live setting.
One song, a whole album, like about 12 tracks. One song, baby metal.
Yes.
I saw a picture with like Fred Durst from like Limp Bizkit. Like with baby metal today. It was weird.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was weird. He had like a really big like Santa beard and stuff. He wasn't doing good.
I think they're playing here soon, actually.
Fred Durst and the baby metal.
Not Fred Durst and the baby metal, but I think fucking
baby metal be in Denver.
No, that's Fred Durst.
Oh, Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, I didn't even know he really still did music.
Yeah, dude, they started touring again like a little while ago, actually.
Well, look at that. We like, just did
like
an
a
accidental
couple years ago.
Yeah.
Nice. Accidental like plug. I like it. So, anyway, talking about plugs and unplugs, you know what got unplugged?
Oh, yeah.
Tron 3.
Tron 3.
Oh, shit.
Ain't that some bullshit? I read that and I was like, what? No Olivia Wilde in tight lit up spandex? So depressing.
Some black leather.
But other than that, the movie was also really, really great. I mean, other than that, but.
Yeah, no, Tron was super killer. What do you think, Stevie?
Yeah.
I which one did it? There's two out right now, right?
Yeah, the old one and then the one that was done like maybe about 5 years.
I haven't seen Legacy. That was the latest one that just came out, but I watched the original like a bunch of times when I was a kid.
Yeah. Did you love it?
I did, yeah. Me and my brother Kip, that was like one of our staples growing up.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Did you ever watch the original?
I didn't ever watch the original.
See,
actually.
I didn't either, so it's like we can make a whole like Tron person that's watched them. We were like combining, let's all get, we always have three and I always become the fat fusion one.
That's right. We were talking about fusion, and it was like Steven and myself, and he was just like, well, who am I gonna fuse with? I was like, I don't know, man. You're just turning into like the fat fucking Gotenks.
Someone's fingers slide off the wrong way. Boom. There's Oscar.
Yeah, that's me. Maybe I'm already a fusion, and this is just me and two other people.
That's not that bad.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, dude, it could be way
it
worse.
Could be fatter.
The first time Vegeta, or in which movie is that?
It's the one with
the one with that
hell.
Crazy.
Oh,
yeah, with the crazy pink monster. Fusion Reborn.
Yeah,
when the first time that Goku and Vegeta try to fuse, they make like. The dude's got to be like pushing 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
He's freaking gigantic.
And he's just like randomly dodging shit.
Yeah.
Like,
just,
on accident.
Just barely. And then there's like the only attack that he actually does is he farts in the dude's direction.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
that's an awesome attack.
It's hilarious.
It?
Yeah. That movie was really funny.
I can't wait for a bunch of new Dragon Balls.
Oh, dude,
and
I know.
To be flooded and
Dragon Ball
with
Super.
Dragon Ball.
It's going to be excellent.
I can't wait.
Dude,
it's going to be great.
September. Fucking Resurrection of
and
F.
You know they'll dub that shit right away. They'll dub it so fast.
We gotta get tickets, and all of you people listening should not get tickets so we can get tickets.
Yeah.
Don't
wait,
go get
wait,
tickets.
Wait to buy your tickets for like a week until after they come out so we can buy.
Yeah, when we buy them, we'll tell you, then you could buy
them. Then you can buy them. Yeah. We call dibs. You gotta respect the dibs. God damn it.
But you know what we're not gonna be able to buy tickets for getting back on subject? Fucking Tron. What the hell? I was so sad. Like the dude that played Scarecrow made a cameo at the beginning, and he was supposed to be the villain.
Oh, that's right. when he's like running his dad's company.
Yeah, absolutely. When he's not doing it. I mean, who doesn't love Jeff Bridges? Don't you love Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, dude. Everybody loves running Jeff running companies. Isn't that that's exactly what his character was like going for in Inception, right? That's the same dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Jeff Bridges is
No. The other guy.
Now I'm lost. I think so. No, I don't think Jeff Bridges is in Inception.
We're not talking about Jeff Bridges.
That's Scarecrow.
Yeah, Scarecrow. Oh, that's wow. That's oh yeah, that's
oh yeah, one. Okay. No, I was talking about Jeff Bridges for a second. But yeah, yeah, the dude from Scarecrow, totally in Inception.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. We made our connection again. We've gotten
Stevie and I did.
Oh, okay.
Well, Stevie did. And sorry, then I hopped on the band. Fusion over. I hopped on the bandwagon. And then I just made it sound
I'm the
like,
general public fusion. People fuse into me and I become the general. Like, hey, guys. Don't you love Jeff Bridges? But yeah. Anyway, no, the Jeff Bridges and that guy that plays Scarecrow, equally amazing actors. He was really good on Red Eye. You guys ever see that?
Oh, yeah, with the what's her name? She's hot. She's super attractive.
Mm.
Rachel McAdams.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what a name drop. Yeah. Yeah, to pull that one from the Yank Bank.
I did. Dude, Rachel McAdams is something else, man.
Yes. Yes, she
sorry.
Is.
I'm creeping out.
No, that's
Rachel McAdams, if you ever listen to this. Hit me up.
She's like just gonna get it randomly. Like her friend listens to the podcast and like, oh my god,
totally never gonna happen.
Yeah, no, never ever. She doesn't even know who you are.
That's okay.
You little ant. Did anybody else see the frog smashing the ants on the app on Facebook this week?
No.
There is this game and it's like Ant Smasher and it's a little pet frog and he plays it and they just run down the screen, dude. Frog gets like high score, dude. Like it just starts killing it, dude. Smashing all these fake ants. Starts getting fucking pissed because you know obviously he's looking for something to eat, really, you know. And then like he gets it to where he beats the level kind of, and the owner has to like press the app again. And when he goes to press the app, the frog just boom jumps on that thumb and he's like, but yeah, that frog got justice for that app shit.
You're gonna have to show us this later.
Oh yeah, it's real.
If
great.
You can find it,
yep. I'm gonna put it on Phantom Random too.
Do it.
Actually, you know what? I was able to find it on YouTube, so that will be totally possible. There Kim you go. Possible. Do. Anybody else watch Kim Possible?
I watched that show. I saw at least two Kim Possibles at Denver Comic Con.
Yeah. Yes. There's always a good chance that there's a cosplay of Kim Possible at any kind of con.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I even seen the Demon Moon Company from Seraph. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, from Seraph of the End. There
did
was,
you see that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was, what was
it was
name?
The smart-ass one that knows that
I
she's,
keep forgetting
like,
her
awesome.
Name. We had to look it up last time. Oh, it's, shit.
But, like, it, she had, like, the nice dark...
Shinna? Something like that.
Shinna?
Something like that. not the girl from Gungale.
Yeah.
Sort of online, but... which is also a killer show.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, anyway, talking about killer shows and animes, you guys caught up on Seraph No End?
I am.
I'm not 100% caught up. I've seen like the first three or four episodes, but you guys can spoil whatever you want, because I'm going to binge watch that stuff like here pretty soon.
What did you think about it?
I really liked it. Like, I think the story is really well done. I also... I don't want to give away too much that happens in the beginning.
You can spoil. Right. We spoil shit all the time.
Cool. I think we spoiled probably up to like six probably on this, or maybe five.
I love how like the opening episode, they just like slaughter those kids. Like, they're totally all about it. You know,
it's brutal.
His friend gets in all good being the vampire's patsy and letting him and his friends...
little suck bag.
Let me be your suck
so bag. So that he can take that map and stuff. And it turns out the whole thing is the vampire's plan. He just shows up and massacres him and all of his... Well, almost all of his friends.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it has it set up for, you know, him to eventually become like his once friend's arch nemesis. So
yeah, and you kind of know that just from like the intro of the
show.
Oh yeah.
The intro it doesn't like it's not like lightly foreshadowing it. Yeah, like blatantly
it
tells
definitely
you.
Definitely it's like you don't have to read
Mika's
in between
alive.
Lines.
Yeah. Mika's alive. Just wait.
He'll show up in a few episodes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I incredibly awesome story. I'm really digging it so far.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think one of my favorite things is just the whole demon sword, like
The
demon weapon contracts.
So they make contracts with demons, and that's how they get their power, and that's how they're able to, like, you know, combat the vampires and, like, and kill them. Because, like, they can sit there and fight them, you know, with the regular swords and shit, and they stab them, and they're just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, I'll regenerate, you know.
Yeah, then, well, I mean, the one dude gets shot in the face, point-blank range, and it's just like, brushes it off.
Yeah, you know, and then he, you know, sorry.
You know?
You guys haven't met our Persian buddy.
Oh, yes. We should get him on the show as well.
We'd have to go to the East Coast, or he'd have to come here.
Dude, Fandom Random goes to East Coast.
Fandom field trip.
Fandom field trip. Yeah. Magic school bus.
You get your paper. Magic school.
But, sorry.
No, but it would get to the day of the field trip, and we'd all get ready to go, and be like, Steven, like, I can't go, guys. Like, what the fuck, Steven? We're like, I forgot to get my paper signed. Like, like, no! Like, I, let me forge that shit.
Yeah, there you go.
I get arrested and sent to jail. Well, alternate timeline to where that could actually happen.
Okay,
I'm getting alternate glimpses. Universe.
Speaking of alternate timeline, somewhere out there, there's probably one where Miss Fizzle is, like, dude, which I feel like would make that show pretty creepy.
This guy
just like pulls up in a school bus and is like, come on, kids.
Come on, kids.
We're going inside your body.
That would be so awesome.
And then that little redhead kid's just like, I knew I should have stayed home today.
Oh, man, that would be hilarious. Oh,
my goodness.
We need to find an animator.
Yeah, just make a grim anime version of that show.
So we can make this happen.
Yes, grim goals. Animator.
Life goals.
Yeah.
Steven's like listening to this right now. He's just like, you don't even know what I have to say about Male Frizzle, bro.
Male Mr. Frizzle.
But yeah, so anyway, getting kind of back to anime, is there anything else that you guys watched recently?
Stevie and I have been watching this Food Wars.
Yeah, that shows it's really cool.
That sounds amazing. Is it a comedy?
Yes, it is.
I love comedy anime. I love Sergeant Frog. Like, Sergeant Frog's my shit.
I actually haven't watched Sergeant Frog.
I haven't seen that one either.
Oh, man, it's awesome. Especially, like, the current seasons, they're, like, really, really, like, with the media, like, making Lady Gaga jokes and stuff.
Oh, really?
And, like, he's massively addicted to Gundams, but he has to destroy the world, but multiple times he ends up not destroying it because he won't be able to collect Gundams if he does. Nice.
That is awesome.
Yeah, no,
I'm gonna have to watch Sergeant Frog now.
And they even have like they mock other animes. So there's like a Death Note episode. There's a One Piece episode.
Oh, really?
Sweet. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but like the Death Note, if you write someone's name, like they just start like something funny happens to them. They don't die.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, so,
that's cool.
Yeah, so
that's a cool little spin on it.
Yeah.
But, so what is Food Wars?
Food Wars is about this kid that lives in Japan and. From a very early age, he's like working in the kitchen with his father, who is like a world class chef.
Yeah.
And they have their own like little restaurant in town that's just like a hot spot for people. And he's an amazing chef. And his dad sends him to this really prestigious cooking academy where. Like 8/10 of the people that go there end up either flunking out or getting expelled for not being able to perform before they're done with their freshman year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this school is like super elite. But he goes in and is a transfer student last second, is very cocky and kind of rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I think probably my favorite thing about the show is...
when they eat.
Yeah, when he's done preparing meals, he, like, serves these meals to people, and they have, like, this really happy or, like...
orgasmic experience
from it.
No way.
Yeah. There's lots of moaning and clothes busting off of people.
Yeah,
and
they're, like... there's, like, one scene where they're, like... one of the girls, one of the main girls that he has to deal with, they're... she's like in heaven and it's like a bunch of like little versions of him like as angels like flying towards her and she's like no and she's just like getting off.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
They're just like long orgasm sequences that are really comical.
Yeah,
that is awesome. I love Japan. We were also talking. Tell us a little bit about that show you know about that we were all talking about before. About the, you know.
I haven't seen it, but I read an article about this game show that they have in Japan, where apparently they take like a male from the general population, and there's females that like. Jerk him off while he's trying to answer a series of game show questions.
That is awesome.
And yeah, apparently it's like a really big hit over
there. And you know, I'm not gonna lie to either of you guys, I felt like I scrolled over that once or twice. I don't know, I felt like I, like you said that and I was like, yep, that's a thing.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't put it past the Japanese.
Yeah they make some things. Have you seen High School of the Dead?
I have seen High School of the Dead. Have you seen High School of the Dead?
I haven't seen it. I've seen lots of trailers and stuff like that, dude, for it.
You have to watch
it. So High School of the Dead. I think the first time I was exposed to it was at NDK. I saw it at a Funimation panel. It's been on my list for a while, but haven't checked it out yet.
It's very good. You're going to be disappointed because I don't think there's ever going to be a season two.
Dude, but. I know. So, like, it's super, super fucking killer. Like, it's.
Lots of TNA.
Aren't there multiple, like, aren't there different types of High School of the Dead? Like, aren't there, like, two separate series or something?
No,
like
there's
that?
Only one. No, just the one. Right, so, now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I mean, there's a ton of the books for it and everything on the manga or manga, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
There's a ton of books for them, but as far as I know, there's only, like, the one season, and it's the same people that made Attack on Titan.
Oh, dude.
So... Sweet. That's why it's like not on hold made. Because
Attack on Titan.
They're doing Attack on Titan and other projects, and but I mean it's so good. It's such a killer series, like for a zombie anime.
Yeah,
it's super fucking killer, super brutal. There's a lot of tits and ass in it.
No, like it's pretty crazy. Like they'll just be like shooting people with like nail like guns, like poof, poof, poof. And then like it'll be like, you know, good nice shot of like them shooting people, and then the camera just pans. Under, and then it's just under their skirt, and they're just still shooting like, and you're just like, all right,
that's
like,
spectacular.
There's one scene specifically I remember where the main guy in it, it's like has like this big ass sniper rifle, and like one of the girls is stuck, and he's just like, hold on, and like puts it like over her tits, and is like shooting and like bruises the crap out of her fucking tits. So, yep. Like later on, they're like rubbing her down, like one of the other girls is like rubbing her down because she's all fucking bruised and hurt.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they really do not try to hide it at
but,
all.
The fight scenes in it are super killer because, I mean, they're using, you know, guns, they're using nail guns and stuff like that. They're using bats, they're using spears. One girl's using, like, a katana. Like, it's really, really fucking cool. That's like, sweet. I would definitely, like, check it out if you haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. Doubling back a little bit to Attack on Titan and manga, have you guys read any of the side stories?
I actually have.
For that? I haven't. No. The Levi side stories?
Yeah, there's... Okay, so the one for Levi is called No Regrets, and it's, I think it's just two books.
Uh-huh.
The way the second book ends, I don't know if they're really going to expand any more past that.
Yeah.
But then there's another one that is called Before the Fall that takes place like 70 years before the, 70 years before like the first attack that's in episode one. It chronicles like there's these group of Titan worshippers that manage to open one of the gates and lets one of the Titans in because they think that humanity's doomed, so everyone should just die like already.
They're
instead
just like,
of
well,
just
we're
holding
just
out for it.
Fuck everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. And so they let a Titan in, and it like kills thousands of people.
Of course.
And, you know, when they fill themselves up, they vomit out those clots of corpses.
Yeah.
Well, it ends up eating this chick that is pregnant. And I guess I should have started with this part, but the chick's husband was the commander of the scouts, and he went out on a mission and was killed by a Titan who threw his head over the wall, and she totally lost her mind and joined this group of this cult of Titan worshippers. So during the attack, she's eaten, and when they're cleaning everything up, they see her on the outer wall of like one of these congealed corpse balls.
Yeah.
And the baby in her stomach is kicking. So they like open the sack and like open her up and birth this child. And his name is Kuklo, and they call him Son of the Titans, and he's sold to like this sideshow because everyone's afraid of him and they think he's a freak, and he eventually gets bought by this wealthy family, and the eldest child is this boy who's training to become like a commander in the military. His like whole life is pretty much set out for him because his dad has a certain amount of political sway.
Yeah.
And so he pretty much buys him so that his son can kick his ass on a daily basis to like build his esteem and make him feel good, because if he can fuck up the son of the Titans on a regular basis, like, yeah, going out and battling Titans is not going to be much of a stretch for him.
Says the dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Until he gets out there.
Exactly. But
it just blew my fucking mind.
It's a really good series.
I remember you telling me about that. I remember you telling me about them cutting the baby out of the girl, yeah, like, after she had been vomited up by the Titans.
I saw it at NDK, and I read the back panel, and I was just like, well, I can't buy all of the Attack on Titan manga because I don't have that much money, but I can buy all of these books. So there's, I want to say that there's two books out for No Regrets, which is Levi's origin story, and then there's, yeah, three books out, I think, for Before the Fall. Plus, there's also like an alternate book that's like that in novel form, I guess, that you can buy at Barnes & Noble. I don't know why I just only like the biggest bookstore in the world, yeah, most popular, anyways.
Also, is
that's
sweet. I think I seen one, and I think I seen like Attack on Titan, like junior high or something like that.
Yeah,
I pictured that. Can't be that great, but I don't know what it would be about.
I think it's probably just like a chibi funny version.
That's like the Naruto thing they did, where, yeah, it's all chibi versions, yeah, and then it's just silly.
So yeah. I bought like when I bought I have Attack on Titan like seasons one, both parts of the first season, yeah, I guess.
They split it into two.
On Blu-ray, and they animated those and like put them on there. I'm not 100% sure if it's the same exact thing, but it's like they're all in school and they're all like these little chibi characters. And there are some episodes that are really funny, some that are just
clearly a DVD feature.
But yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
So it,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
We still have fucking, it's not till next year. It's, yeah, been like fucking, it's going to be like 3 years before you get anything new on Attack on Titan.
Yeah, it's pretty
sad. Which is really sad.
Fucking bullshit.
I actually, over the course of the last week, I rewatched the series again.
I
kind of regret it because now I'm just like,
you're wanting like all the new shit.
More, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I recently rewatched it too, and man, it's so sad when you just get to the end. Like, it's such a good episode, man.
Yeah, like, you're just like, well, that's it.
Like, I just get chills down my spine every single time just Eren falls and Anakin's climbing, and then you just hear Mikasa's fucking just 3D maneuver. Dude, like, I just get chills, yeah, from it, because you're just like, she's fucking saving the day.
Yeah, like, her and Levi totally, like, smash her. Yeah. They're like an army unto themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, no, they're super killer. I need to start reading it again, because I was actually reading it before like the show came out. Like, that's like how I found out about it. Like, I saw, you know, previews and stuff, and I was just like, oh man, like I need to watch this, I need to check it out. So I started reading the manga, and I don't want to spoil anything for you guys, like shows and stuff that you're gonna see in like a week, like, sure, I'll spoil it, but but I don't want to spoil anything for you guys, but it's a lot further than seasons one and two, or sorry, the first season, you know, both halves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting pretty fucking cool. Like, you find out who like some of the Titans are, you know, you find out, you know, other things about the Titans and stuff like that. And now, like, it's been forever since, it's probably been a year yeah, and a half. So it's, and they've still been consistently putting them out.
Do you know what's in the cellar?
No. Oh, okay. As far as I read, I still didn't know what was there. They were, where I was at is that they were going to the house.
Yeah.
They were trying to get back to the house.
That's so
much. And a bunch of other events occurred.
It's really funny to think about that, like, because he's just like, Eren, if you behave yourself, I'll let you in on what I've been doing in the cellar, and just, like, swings that key, and you're just like, oh, hey.
Dad.
All right.
Dad. Why you gotta be all creepy like that?
The gimp down there or something?
They're just gonna be totally, like, shocked, like, it's just gonna be, like, some weird 50 Shades of Grey thing, like,
oh no!
This is totally not a lead!
I don't want to be down here, goddammit.
50 yeah. Shades of Jaeger.
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would
be terrible.
It just turns into High School of the Dead. You sons of bitches, that's what you get for not funding High School of the Dead season two.
Oh, man. No, but that show is so good.
Yeah, it's kind of makes me throw up in my mouth.
I'm like sad now, guys.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sad. I want to watch season
And you're still
two.
Just not going to get it.
Not till next year.
Yeah. Have you guys been following any of the other spring releases? Like the Crunchyroll ones?
I have been.
Plastic Memories a bit.
Yeah, Plastic Memories is definitely one that I've been watching.
That one I have not seen yet.
It is. The first episode is extremely sad, and then it kind of turns more into like a...
It's a little
like
silly.
Romantic kind of comedy.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it's super sad, the first episode. Like, you're kind of like, what the fuck?
There's a... So, you don't know anything about it, right, Stevie?
Nope, not at all.
So, basically, Plastic Memories... there's Giftias, and we were calling them shelf life people the first time we talked about them because mm-hmm. I couldn't remember what they're called. But they're Giftias, and they're basically people that were created by this company. And they basically have a shelf life of like 9 years. And after 9 years, like, so it's a being, it's a person. They eat, they sleep, you know, they have
are they
memories.
Like, are they infantile or are they just born well, like an adolescent?
There's a bunch of different ones. Like there's children, there's older
people. Oh, you
people.
Order them?
Yeah.
So they're just like living dolls.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Dollhouse?
No.
No.
So, but essentially, like, they have a shelf life of like 9 years, and after that happens, like, there's this terminal service that goes out and they collect them and they try and it's not like easy because people get attached, you know, after 9 years of being with this person, you know, essentially, you know, people get attached, so it's not always easy for them to retrieve them. But it's like after that 9 years, they, if they don't retrieve them, like, in enough time, they basically go wild and, like, they, like, the limits on, like, their strength and everything kind of turn off and they can turn into, like, super dangerous fucking, like, machines.
Yeah.
And, like, go around and, like, fuck shit up.
Damn. That sounds sweet.
So it is, but it's like, it's a very, like, romantic, serious romantic comedy. And I know,
yeah, it's
it
not like,
I know it doesn't make sense.
Like, yeah. Fucking shit up.
There's one episode.
Yeah, right? No, there's yeah.
So, but it's pretty sweet, but it's definitely like sad in the first episode. But yeah, it's pretty sweet, and I want to say it's probably about the same. It's probably about 7, 8, 9 episodes in.
What if
like
Plastic
that.
Memories turns into the plot of iRobot?
I forgot about that movie actually.
Yeah. I think everybody kind of did. It was huge for like a couple of years, and everybody was just like, "Meh, we're done with that."
Yeah.
Let's see what else have I been watching.
That's Terminator, pretty much.
So,
Punchline is
oh,
one
yeah.
that I
yeah,
got.
Yeah, you've been watching that.
Yeah, like my girlfriend turned me on to that one. She really, really liked it and suggested that I check it out. It was pretty cool. But it's about their. Oh, crap, I can't remember his name.
We do this all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't even worry about it. The main character is. Like teenage boy, and then he has this weird trigger where when he sees panties or like yes. a bra, he kind of like he goes Super Saiyan God mode. His hair turns red and like it's all crazy,
oh, wow.
and he gets like
That's
super.
Awesome.
He gets like superpowers. But if it happens again, then there's like this asteroid that comes down and like destroys the Earth.
If he sees like the same pair of panties or same bra, or just
I think yeah, I think it has to be the same one. Yeah.
Okay.
But in the first episode, he's on this bus that gets hijacked, and he ends up dying, and his spirit is like flushed outside of his body, and his body gets taken over by another spirit. So he's just kind of like in limbo. So when this power happens and the world gets destroyed, he can just kind of like travel backwards through time a little bit to get to that point and like replay things.
Oh, I gotcha.
And it's a pretty good series. Like it's pretty funny. And then there's a few like heartstring moments where you'll kind of get attached to certain characters and then you'll find out a little more about them and stuff like that.
Nice. It's pretty cool. What was that one you were telling me about the other day with like the high school kid and like the little bubbles and he has to like make choices and stuff?
It is
too Crunchyroll.
That's how life
yeah.
will be one day.
It's got a. It has a long name.
Oh yeah, you were.
But it's
me.
Called
Google search. Google
no,
search.
It's straight to the source, man. Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll yeah. search. Crunchyroll search.
We love Crunchyroll and Funimation.
It's called My Mental Choices Are Completely Interfering with My School.
That's right.
That is
and,
awesome.
It's about this boy who he has this curse on him, and throughout the day, randomly, all of these like thought bubbles will pop up, and then he'll be given two choices between things that he can do. And there's like an A and a B.
And he has like 3 seconds or something to like choose.
Yeah, he has like a 3 second window to choose between them. Otherwise, he just gets this like agonizing headache and like this pain that shoots through his body until he picks one of the two of them. And sometimes they're things that are like kind of just like silly, not so bad and like nonsensical. And then other times they're things that are could be seen more offensive by people. Like there's this one where he is in class and it comes up while he's talking to the girl that's sitting behind him, and it's either he can ask to touch her boobs or he can ask her if she wants to touch his boobs. And the girl that sits behind him kind of like they have a very like cat and mouse relationship. Yeah, yeah. Like they kind of just she pokes a lot of fun at him and stuff like that, and is kind of she jokes around a lot, but she's a very serious demeanor, so it all seems like totally serious and stuff. I'm trying to think of like another really good one. At the end of the first episode, there's this one where there's this lady that lives by him who is kind of creepy and like touches on him and stuff, and she kind of looks like a man. And he's walking home, and it's like she can fall from the sky or a cute girl can fall from the sky. So obviously he picks the cute girl, and this chick like is hurled out of the sky and like lands on him, almost lands on him. And he looks up, and it's like, bam, total like upskirt view. She like stops herself that way, and he's just like, what's going on? And it turns out that she is, I guess, kind of an angel, and she was sent to Earth to help him get rid of his curse. And then he gets a call on his cell phone from God, or the person that is being God at the time, because it's implied that God is sick or something, so this guy's taking over. And he's like, well, I'm taking a look at your file. It looks like you got a pretty nasty curse, so I'm going to text you some missions that you need to accomplish so that you can get rid of your curse. And while he's completing these missions, you know, he faces all these weird choices that pop up where he has to choose between A and B. And like I said, sometimes there are things that are not so bad, and then other times they're just...
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty puts him into some pretty interesting situations.
That's awesome.
And how many episodes is that in?
Right now, it looks like there are...
It's like Bruce Almighty giving him missions. Yeah. Morgan Freeman's up, man.
Put me in charge for the day.
Yeah.
So I've seen episodes 1 through 4, but it looks like there's currently 10.
Yeah.
So, and if I'm not mistaken, I think this one's a Thursday release, so every Thursday they'll be adding a new episode.
Nice. Everything's around that 9 to 10 mark now that was spring release.
Yeah, all the spring release stuff's about 9, 10 episodes. That sounds sweet, though. I want to watch that. Yeah. I remember we were driving to Shay's house, and you were talking about that. And
I want to watch Food Wars. That sounded really awesome.
Oh, yeah, man. Food Wars is awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hilarious. Plus, I feel like just the amount of description they put into the stuff in Food Wars, I feel like it's got a lot of actual cooking knowledge tucked into it.
Well, so that's what's cool about like a lot of like you know, anime, is it's like they do research, like, you know, even if it's just like it's like it is a cartoon, it's animation, but they do a ton of research, and like you can look up a lot of the stuff, and a lot of the time it's like fucking on point.
Yeah.
And it's good.
I love shows that are like that. That's like my best.
Yeah.
Like I love when they just like really get into the details of everything, so like the characters like make a lot of sense, I guess.
Yeah. One of the ones that I've been watching from spring releases, is it wrong to try and pick up girls in a dungeon?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I watched the first episode of that a couple days ago. It was pretty sweet.
It's pretty awesome. So it basically like all the gods like come down from heaven and decide to like live a normal like human life because it's more interesting than just nothing ever changing for them. And they start familias, which is funny because there's you watch tons of like anime, and it's like they use fucking, you know, Spanish words, or they use like German words and stuff like that. But yeah, so they start like familias, and then they the people that they deem like their family, they turn into adventurers, and they go into the dungeon and they battle against all these creatures, and like when the creatures die, they turn into like, you know, like little crystals that they trade for money. And it's super sweet. Like, it's almost like a video game, because like the people, the adventurers, come back out, and their gods like look at them and stuff, and like they like tell them what their stats are and, like, upgrade their status and, like, you know, their different levels and stuff like that. And then they have, like, skills that they learn inherently and stuff like that. Like, everyone has, you know, different kind of skills and stuff like that. So it's pretty sweet. It's pretty funny. It's another comedy. It's getting more, like, action-packed. Like, the last episode, I won't tell you everything that happened, but, like, the last episode was just, like, super brutal, like, kid fighting, like, a minotaur, and, like, it was just, like, for being, like a really lighthearted series, like, that whole fight was, like, super, like, brutal. Like, it was cool, like, the way it ended. Super fucking killer.
I also liked how they kind of introduced the classist issue of adventurers versus supporters.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They kind of have some static going on with the, like, you know, people that are more magic-based versus people that are, like, all brawn.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool because I feel like
characters.
Yeah, because I feel like what a lot of people that play games like usually tend to gravitate towards one or the other.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, totally.
So,
yeah, every time they play, they'll pick usually those same classes and things like that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's another thing I forgot to mention is that there is like magic and everything like that. So like the main character, he ends up getting like some magic spells and shit like that. That's another really cool one that.
Yeah, talking about shows getting really good at the end, action-packed, let's talk about that Game of Thrones.
Oh,
that was probably the best episode, obviously the best episode of the season, but, I mean, maybe the whole show, period.
It's pretty far up there.
That,
just automatically.
That episode was fucking ridiculous. Like, the first half of the episode was, like, a killer episode.
Yeah, because it was, I mean, it just made everybody progress, and Cersei's such a bitch.
Yeah.
And you're like,
well, what sucks is, like, you almost feel bad for Cersei because because it's like bitch, like you were playing with fire and like you did not think you were gonna get fucking burned.
Oh yeah,
and you got fucking
burned hard.
Yeah,
drink that water off the floor.
So it's, you know, and it's her own fucking fault for putting him in power. You know, like she said, like she put him there.
Yep,
but
boom, just spoon whips. Boom,
confess. But, no, man, like, it's, like, the whole first half of the episode was really cool. There was a lot more, like, character development, or development between characters, you know, with Tyrion meeting Daenerys and all that conversation and stuff going on. But the fucking bread and butter of that episode was the whole entire fucking fight scene at the end at Hardhome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was probably one of the best fight scenes, like, of the whole show.
There were so many things that happened that were, like, super relevant, super important to the show. But what's awesome is, like, Hardhome, like, from what readers say, it's, like, nobody knows what happened at Hardhome. They knew it was, like, a tragic thing.
Yeah.
You know, Jon Snow wasn't there, but it was, like, this tragic thing that happened at Hardhome. They don't know 100% what happened. They have some kind of idea. So they, like, explored it in the show, so it was, like, really new and fresh to the people that have only watched the show and to readers as well.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Cameron cued us in and let us know that, like, during that battle, there were, I guess, 6 ships of wildlings that got away.
And 3 of them.
Yeah, 3 of them got capsized by White Walkers that were themselves able to get into the water and, like, mess up their ships, and then I guess 2 of the remaining 3 ships didn't have adequate supplies,
and
so
they died
of starvation and stuff on the way
to Castle Black.
But I figure, like,
damn,
I don't know. I figure they're wildlings, like, you know, none of them ate each other or anything like that. Like,
well, those are the I can't remember what they're called. The dudes with like the weird marks on their head, like the lines and shit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Those
yeah.
are the guys that like eat people. They eat the people they kill.
Yeah.
Probably
weren't any of those on the ship then. They probably were like, you can stay home.
Well, those were the guys that that didn't want to join.
Yeah.
He was like, fucking my ancestors would spit on me if I broke bread with a crow.
Yeah.
So that guy, that's like his people. And that's why that I can't remember the lady's name. She died real quick in the show. But
I wonder if they will have 0 wildlings come back to King's Landing. Or, I mean, not King's Landing, but the Wall.
They have some in the episode preview. It had
some.
It had it showed John and all of them like walking up, and it showed like the first fucking mate or whatever, like standing at like the top of the wall. So there's going to be conflict, and they're not going to let him through the wall.
Yeah,
I think he's like trying to take over. I can't remember his fucking name.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Now.
But
what's up with that giant though? He's like, I'm just gonna walk through this,
just gonna swim, bro.
Freezing cold water all the way. To
yeah,
the north.
Like, I don't know.
I mean, he can't fit on any of those boats. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, and it's not like getting bit by one makes you change into one.
No, you gotta die. And that's another like killer fucking scene is when the Night King like walks out onto the dock and just
resurrects.
Yeah, just like staring John down. And just fucking puts his hands up, like, come at me, bro. And, like, all the dead fucking come up. And it's just, like, added, like, thousands of people to his army.
I know. And then I also thought, like, that's interesting that you pointed out that the boats got capsized. Because I was just thinking, like, can they not go in the water? Like, I felt like they could. Like, because the dude wasn't even rowing. Like, that was one thing.
They weren't chasing him. They weren't chasing him.
And then, like,
the dude,
they were just standing, and I was just like, wouldn't you just be rowing your ass off?
Yeah.
I'd be like, fucking.
They
boom,
were.
Boom.
They were
like,
not
Tyson
moving
chicken. Yeah. Like, ridiculous.
But, well, another thing that. Because some of our friends have read the books and are caught up. So, another thing that they were kind of, I guess, confounded by was the fact that it's like. The White Walkers use like magic and ice, and mm-hmm. It's what they use. You know, it's how they do shit. It's like their weapons being able to like shatter any kind of steel.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
The Valyrian steel thing that was new. Nobody knew about that. That was the first time.
That was like one of my favorite parts
of
the episode. Was
no
him just like barely blocks that shot and.
It was funny because like Snow was like super surprised, like he thought he was gonna get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like
that White Walker's face just
That White Walker too. That's what I'm saying. Everybody was just like surprised, and like, you know, his fucking sword Longclaw, fucking, it's Valyrian steel. It's made by dragons.
Yep.
You know, so it stopped the White Walker's fucking weapon, and he just fucked that White Walker up.
Yeah, so that's one thing that...
That's a major thing.
Also, that's one thing that they keep definitely spoiling for the books is about the White Walkers, because supposedly the readers didn't know that White Walkers were changing children into babies either, and that was something that was never in the books.
Yeah, I remember that. I actually spoiled that for myself, the Night King, because when I saw that episode, it's like you had saw the White Walkers before, and they're all like, you know, old, decrepit fucking men. Mm-hmm. And the Night King looked way more human.
Yeah.
You know, and didn't look all, like, decrepit and fucked up and old. So, it's all good.
No, yeah, we don't care. We don't care. What was funny is you were, like looking to, like trying to get this Snickers, bro.
I just need this candy. That's all.
Yeah. I'm gonna do the same
thing. You're not you when you're hungry.
Eat a Snickers, Stevie.
Hey, dude, let me have a piece of Twix.
Really?
Come on, man. You got the 4-pack.
So I could have all 4.
Thanks, buddy.
Fucking bitch. Anyway, I had spoiled that for myself. I immediately was just like, I need to know what the fuck this is, because I knew it wasn't in the books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody was bitching about it. And looked it up, and it's basically like, so the Night King used to be the Lord Commander. So that White Walker
mm-hmm.
used to be the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch.
You told me that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to spoil some shit.
If you don't want to know, well, you just heard it, but, you know.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. It's, build it's,
a time machine.
It doesn't really matter, because it's like the show is not going to be in line with the books.
Mm-hmm.
It's going a completely different thing, and they're exploring a lot of other things that aren't in the books. So it doesn't really matter. You'll just have a little bit of information on that main White Walker. So his name's, you know, as what they call him is the Night King. He used to be the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch, like, thousands of years ago. And he basically went north beyond the wall and went into the forest and found the way... It's a whole tale. It's a whole story within the books. He found, you know, a female that was cold to the touch and that was white and mm-hmm. had piercing blue eyes. Obviously, he found a White Walker, but a female, mm-hmm. which we haven't seen.
We have not seen.
Or we haven't heard about. Apparently, he took her back to the castle and declared himself the king and took over all the other castles that are along the wall.
Did they bang?
they probably banged.
All right. Yeah.
He's like, it's so small because you're so cold. I can't keep it up. So she turned him into a White Walker. I don't know.
As punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, it's fucking ice hard now, bitch. But no, so he declared himself king, and the Night's Watch like rose up against him, basically a mutiny, and drove him and the female White Walker out. So this is like thousands of years later. You know, and it's like he's been forgotten about, and it's like, you know, the White Walkers are like thing of, you know, fucking myth and lore and everything like that. So, and everything that they know about him is just like basically, you know, it's a story to tell your kids. You know, nobody thinks it's real. Like, nobody thinks like giants and magic and dragons are real anymore, even though they were, you know, and that they are.
Yeah.
So that's basically who that main White Walker is. So, like, they're talking about, like, him being, like, intrigued by Jon Snow because it's, like, the Hardhome, it's, like, I mean, it basically was a slaughter.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, it's, like, they didn't do, you know, the fucking...
They did exactly what they wanted to other than his lieutenant dying, like...
Yeah, and that's where, like, it's, they're talking about, like, you know, the Night King, like, seeing, you know, this unfold and seeing that, like, Jon Snow has, like, you know, a weapon... You know, because I don't know if the Night King knows, and he may.
Yeah, exactly. What Valyrian still?
Yeah. You know, he's witnessing this. He witnessed, you know, one of his fucking generals die. He witnessed this fucking, you know, human with this weapon, like, just fucking kill one of his generals. And it's like, oh, well, this may be, like, an issue. So that's why it's like really funny at the same time when he's, like, on the dock, like, arms up, like, just staring down fucking John. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, come at me, bro. And, like, all the dead stand up. But that episode was fucking sweet.
Yeah, Steven even had to text me so I could, like, put in a little 2 cents. He was just like, he's like, dude, I'm so depressed. So, anyway, IGN gave the show a 10.
That episode
of 10. And he not only says the show could have been like, a 10.
He's just like giving input, like, yeah, from no, Pagosa. Yeah. He's like, seriously, texting input.
So he said the show is already deserving of a high score just from everything else that happened in the episode, which we did touch on earlier, so we absolutely agree with that. Mm-hmm. But he also said that with the 8th episode being Obyron dying last season. I mean, obviously, the 9th episode was still, like, the wall getting attacked by the wildlings, which, I mean, is fucking... I still think it technically takes the cake. Because remember when everybody, the wildlings attacked?
They had, the giants and stuff like that with them.
Yeah, the giants, like, shooting arrows.
Yeah, because usually the 9th episode is, you know, your biggest episode for Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. But he thinks that with O'Brien dying... That he thinks that the 8th episode is now the reigning champ instead of the 9th. I think technically O'Brien dying was huge. I was like, what? You know, like, say what? But, like, I think the Red Viper by the mountain.
Oh, Oberyn.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck is O'Byron? I'm like, who the fuck is this?
He's the Irish dude, man.
O'Brien. Old man O'Brien. No, anyway.
Oberyn, yeah.
Yeah, no. So Oberyn, yeah, dude. Sorry. But yeah, when he died, that shit was intense, but I think the whole episode of the wall getting attacked was intense.
Yeah.
That was fucking... Well, I mean, we seen that in IMAX. Were you able to see the Game of Thrones in IMAX?
No.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They did the last 2 episodes
back to back
of last season back to back in the theaters in the IMAX, and then they did an extended preview for this season, and it was fucking sweet.
Yeah, it was really
Where did you guys go to see that? Was it just like at the AMC. Museum or oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it was at AMC. They did it nationwide.
Sweet.
And I guess they made a bunch of extra cash, so, you know, they'll probably do it again.
How did I not hear about that? Like, I don't think I ever heard anything about
that. Yeah, it was just a one-time deal. They didn't do it with any other episodes or anything. I think it was just one night, too. But, yeah, no, it was really cool. It makes it, like, crazy. Like, you're like,
oh dude, I bet.
It was huge.
I bet.
Watching that giant, like, shoot the dude off the fucking wall with the arrow, just, like, IMAX status.
Yeah, I wonder if Stannis is going to try to attack Winterfell this next episode.
I don't know, man. They're saying he's fucking a ways away still.
Yeah.
Well, and then, like, all of his ships are what is bringing the wildlings back. He doesn't have any of his ships. Oh,
yeah, that's true, too, yeah.
So, but, yeah, no, man. I'm...
Hopefully I just don't know how they're going to top that, man. How do you top that? I don't think that's freaking...
The only way they can top that is if they start doing something with the dragons.
Yeah. Or if it just... Yeah, dragons, or if it starts out with, like, the King Knight, like...
Oh, the Night King.
Yeah, like it shit. Just his eyes, like that'd be so awesome. Like, the episode starts out, and you just see his eyes closed, then he opens them, and then he just starts talking, like, to his lieutenants. Like, how cool would that be?
Who knows? Maybe it'll be, like, an origin story, and the whole thing will start off with him thousands of years ago going out into the woods and finding that lady.
That would be freaking like, killer, too.
You know, like, he finds her, and she opens her eyes, super intense blue, fades to his eyes, like, just, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know if White Walkers sleep, but like he at least opens his eyes to do.
Yeah, but like just captivated by her eyes. Like, yeah. Say what?
Yeah, I think that would be love really cool.
At White Walker love.
Well, I mean, the preview that like it showed the pits. The fighting pits and stuff like that, and I spoiled other stuff for myself because I'm not going to read the books.
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
Speaking of the fighting pits,
that's something to do with the dragons.
Have you guys? Well, hopefully, have you guys seen? Like, I liked how at the end of the episode, after what's his name? Dude was he was working for Daenerys, but he was
Jorah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Jorah.
But Jorah was exiled, and then he like comes back,
sells himself
into town, and sells himself into slavery to that dude that he bitch slapped already.
Yeah, so, and the dude even said it. So that, just like, come on, bro. Like.
Yeah, so that he could win in the fighting pits, so that he
in
could
front of her again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, he's and like her. I wanted to touch on him as well because Jorah's like. His time is, like, super limited because he got touched by the Stone Men, so, like, he's gonna turn into one eventually.
Yeah, and you can see good portion of his forearm on, I think it was his left arm, was already covered in, like, the scales where it was hardening.
Yep, so, and it was, you know, in the last episode before that, it was just a little bit. Now it's quite a bit more already. So I think he's getting desperate.
To at least
get back in the good graces of Daenerys.
Yep, definitely. But I hope there is something dragons. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder when she's actually going to start making an advance. Because, like, all these seasons, she's just been building and building and freeing slaves and conquering places.
I've read, like, fan theories that, like, she's not even going to eventually take over Westeros. That she's just going to stay where she is.
Well, and that's kind of what... Tyrion told her.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he told her. He's like,
why do that? Like, just stay here.
What's the point?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you've already become a queen. You know, you already have, you know, almost everything you want. It's like, there's nothing there for you in Westeros. It's like, no one's going to back you.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one there that's loyal to your family.
Nothing there but opposition.
Yeah, exactly. All the way around. But that I've heard that is that there's a lot of speculation that she's, you know, not gonna ever make it over to Westeros, or if she does, she's gonna get there and just realize that there's nothing but, like, fucking bad memories, you know, of, like, the shit that happened to, like, her family. Like, it's not home, like, Meereen is for her.
That makes sense. Also, like, during, like, the development of the first few seasons, really, before, like, this season and a few things that happened last season, I was just like, shoot, there's no way she can win. Solely for the reason that everything was going right for her, you know,
no matter what
was happening, I was just like, something, like, you know, things are going too well for her, and then her dragons kind of started.
Well, and always remember
their little attitude thing, and I was like,
teenagers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, the kids might not be the main characters by any means now, but, like, Stark was the main character. Like, that's a huge point in the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, we've been talking about it. We've been talking about fucking Theon. Finally,
Finally admitting it.
I called it. I was like, he's gonna fucking tell her. Like, he is gonna tell her.
And I wonder how many people were just like, oh my god, I forgot about them. At that moment,
I'm sure there were. But I was like sitting there and I was just like, fucking tell her.
Yeah.
And that's a huge like turning point for her because, you know, as far as she knew, she was the only Stark left.
Yeah.
You know, because they can't find Arya, which we all know where she's at, and she's not going to be a Stark for very much longer. Like, she's
trained. Yeah, these last couple episodes, she found out, like, she has family because she even found out that, you know, Jon Snow is the leader of the Night's Watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, like, a huge turning point for her. And fucking.
I like how all of the Starks have come so close.
Oh, I know.
To so knowing each other, like there was that whole thing with
Hodor.
Exactly. And them hiding out in the woods while Jon was in that right cabin. Yeah, like he was like literally less than 100 yards away from him.
And that was another thing that like didn't happen in the books. Like Jon never went to go do that.
Oh, okay.
So that was another thing that they added in like for the show.
Yeah, also, Jaime wasn't the one that freed Tyrion. The bald guy was the one that freed Tyrion, because Jaime actually is still on his like adventure with Brienne at this point.
Yeah.
So they kind of like fast-forward Jaime's story a bit. But sadly, we are going to have to end there. We probably hit... This is probably going to be our longest episode, I think. Well, other than Super Fandom Random.
Yeah.
Ultimate Super Hyper Ultimate Dicks Edition. I think that's what it's called.
Dennis,
But yeah, and we're going to let us know in the next couple days. You get to name this episode.
Dope.
Yeah. Dope. You could even name it dope. But yeah, so if you had to do one more shameless plug on yourself, what's your shameless plug?
Ah, man. Another.
I like putting it right on you just real quick.
He's talking about his dick. Yeah. Sorry. That was like super apathetic and everything. Like there was no like
there was
comedic factor
voice.
to my voice.
Well, crap. I mean, it's not for me, but definitely like if you're listening and you're intrigued by any of the things we've been talking about, make sure you go to NDK in September.
Perfect.
Oh yeah, it's going to be super fun. Like as much as I love Denver Comic Con and as much as I have fun there, like
NDK am
way more like NDK is my favorite convention. So
same
if
here.
You are in Colorado at all, it's going to be much bigger this year. They got a bigger hotel. They're moving outside
the Sheraton.
Outside downtown. Of the Denver Tech Center and straight into downtown.
That's awesome.
So
yeah definitely.
It'll be pretty killer. Make sure you go to NDK.
I can't wait.
Yeah, come say hi. We'll have cards. We'll be taking pictures and all that other bullshit.
Talking to smack. Maybe we'll do like a... Dude, there was a podcast going on at the Comic Con.
I know.
They just sat in chairs and then they put their podcast over. And here he is. My mind was... Maybe from like a... All right. Hey everybody.
Bye guys.
Later.